This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Monday, October 24th, 2022. I'm Caleb Brown. John Caldera of Colorado's Independence Institute has a favor to ask. Please stop saying that his governor, Jared Polis, is a libertarian. Caldera says it would be nice if that were true, but the evidence for such a claim is pretty weak. We spoke last month.
You live in Colorado.
I proudly live in Colorado. It's a beautiful state.
Your governor, Jared Polis, is a Democrat, and he is often touted as having libertarian sympathies.
Yes, he is. In fact, I've read that in the Wall Street Journal editorial pages. I've heard it on Fox News. Reason Magazine did this wonderful pictorial. It said, Jared Polis wants to leave you alone. George Will thinks that Polis ought to run for president because he's a palatable candidate who's a Democrat. All of this was kind of news to me.
All right, so you say they've got it all wrong.
Well, one of us has it all wrong. So either the libertarians who live in Colorado have it completely wrong, or the out-of-stater national editorialists have it wrong. I tend to think those of us on the ground understand this. Now, you know, certainly there are a couple things that Polis has done that you can say that's a great libertarian thing. He now will accept taxes in Bitcoin. You know, that's spectacular. But what he doesn't say is because we've raised taxes so massively in Colorado, you can now pay those in Bitcoin. Well, that's not very libertarian. I think about what he's done by calling it local control. It's very clever. So he can claim to be pro-tobacco, do with your body what you wish, and pro-Second Amendment, and pro-employers' rights to have a consensual relationship with your employees. But he signed bills that allow localities to go in one direction, to ratchet upward on regulation. So you can't lower the minimum wage in your city, but you can raise it. So next year, starting at the beginning of the year, Denver's minimum wage will be, I think it's $17.30-ish will be the minimum wage. And so he's telling employers and employees what kind of relationships they can have. But you can pay your payroll taxes in Bitcoin. Gun control is rampaging through Colorado on the locality side because you can increase your gun control regulations locally, not decrease them. Tobacco products, now localities can tax on a different level, even ban taxing or tobacco and vape products altogether, as many cities have. But yet he's a libertarian, and it's really frustrating to see the spin that this very wealthy man has been able to get outside of Colorado. And part of what I hope to do is let people know, if you want a hardcore progressive to be president, Jared Polis might well be your man, but if you think he's a libertarian or fiscally conservative, you might want to do a little due diligence.
So the people who are that you claim have not done their due diligence, what are they hanging their hats on to be able to make that claim?
You know how Bill Clinton had this incredible ability to kind of morph into the crowd that he's talking to?
Even with accents, too.
Yeah, exactly. Well, he's got nothing compared to Jared Polis, who can talk the language with policy expertise in front of any crowd that he does. So if you meet with him and you know nothing better, of course he's going to do that. Also, he's got a strange relationship with one of our great heroes, Art Laffer, of the Laffer Curve fame. What Art Laffer doesn't disclose is that he's on the governor's payroll. He's on boards of his businesses, of Jared's businesses, and a longtime family friend. It's been said that he considers Jared Polis a very close personal, well, like a son, really. And when you realize that, you go, oh, that's why the Wall Street Journal might say such nice things. That's why reports that ALEC does, the American Legislative Exchange Council does, on rankings that Art Laffer is part of, tend to bump Colorado's ranks up in different areas. It's why Fox News does some of these stories that call this governor a moderate or a fiscal conservative. You know, this is a guy who outlawed selling dogs in pet stores in Colorado. But he's a great libertarian. But, you know, you should be able to pay for your dog with Bitcoin. He's working on a bill to outlaw gas appliances so that new homes will be forced to have all electrification. So you'll have to heat your water and heat your house with electricity. You won't be able to cook on a gas stove. But yet, according to Reason Magazine, he wants to leave you alone. No, that's not leaving you alone. He signed on to the Californian air quality standards, which means, you know, Colorado and California are very different geographically, but the zero emissions mandates and the low emissions mandates are now putting cars out of the reach of folks in Colorado. You know, by the way, you might agree with all this. It might be terrific policy, but you ought to know that when people say he's a conservative or libertarian or pro-business, it's exactly the opposite.
Yeah, a gas stove from my cold, dead hands. That's pretty much how I view somebody who wants to take that away.
And it's interesting because a lot of these regulations that the progressives are putting in, when we had a massive fire that took out about 1,200 homes up in the Boulder area where I live, just northwest of Denver, these homes needed to be rebuilt. But all of a sudden, these new codes that a lot of the progressives put in said, oh, well, you can't have a stove back. And they had to backtrack in order to do it. It was going to make the home prices easily $100,000 more expensive. But yet he claims that he's doing things to make it more affordable in Colorado. Well, Colorado has a taxpayer bill of rights. They have to refund tax money. Jared Polis, instead of just refunding it the way they usually do, wrote checks with a letter from him, and he's using it as a campaign promise to show, you see, we're helping you out by giving you $750 without saying, which I'm legally required to give you anyway, because of the Constitution.
So your pitch to libertarians and more broadly, free marketeers is please stop calling Jared Polis a libertarian.
Not only that, for those people who have national voices, good people, you know, whether it's George Will or Nick Gillespie, the people I enjoy and like, you need to do some due diligence with somebody like this. You know, we wondered, how did Obama become president? And nobody really knew who he was, but he said the right stuff. Well, maybe you liked what Obama did. I did not. You're going to get it in spades with a candidate like Jared Polis. And now's not the time to be lazy. Do a little due diligence. Call some of the libertarians in Colorado next time you do a puff piece.
John Caldera is president of Colorado's Independence Institute. We spoke last month. Subscribe to and rate the Cato Daily Podcast on your podcast platform of choice and follow us on Twitter @CatoPodcast.